Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Juwanza. Yeah, that's right. We've changed the name. It's now called Health, Wealth, and Divine. This is more apropos and reflective of who you are. You are health, you are wealth, and you are divine. And so with that in mind, I want to introduce you to a gentleman who we are so blessed to always have once a month as a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. He has an awesome, awesome testimony that you just would not believe if you never thought about any alternative approaches to healing. After you hear this show, you will definitely at least consider it, because when you hear testimonies as powerful as our brother today, you just can't deny the power of God. And first, I want to just welcome everybody who's tuning in from wherever you are in the world, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in the Caribbean, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in the Middle East, wherever you are. I just want to welcome you to Health, Wealth, and Divine. This show today is a special show because there are a lot of people, and they're all special, but I just really wanted to do this show. We have on Health, Wealth, and Divine talked about so many different ailments, and we have yet to discuss HIV/AIDS. We've talked about cancer. We've talked about how to reverse diabetes, how to reverse and lower your blood pressure. I mean, arthritis, heart trouble, you name it, we've discussed it. But this particular show is dedicated to those who may be suffering with HIV and or AIDS. We learned about this disease several years ago. I think it came to the public light really probably a little over 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And in the beginning, there was a lot of hoopla surrounding it. There was a lot of attention given the HIV and AIDS. But in recent years, it appears to me as though that awareness or attention has seem to have subsided somewhat. I don't really hear about HIV and AIDS anymore. I know it hasn't gone anywhere, but I know that I just haven't heard many people discussing it. And I know that there are millions of people that are suffering with it. And to that end, I wanted to bring this show on so that we can talk about it. And I couldn't think of a better person to help shed light on this disease and how it can be tackled and, you know, how it can be approached differently than our brother today. Let me introduce him to you. His name is, I call him King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on the Holistic Health Path for some 35 years, and he's got an awesome, awesome testimony that I'd like for him to share with us. But, brother, again, I want to welcome you back to now Health, Wealth, and Divine. It's always a pleasure to have you, my brother. Great to be able to speak with you again today.
Good to be with you, and good evening to your audience and to your queen. We want to share some light on the subject tonight and maybe help someone that might be going through the process of trying to deal with such an immune-based disease.
Yes, sir. You know, as I mentioned, in years past, it seemed to have gotten a lot of attention. And then when certain people, you know, in the in the public eye, contacted it, like for example Magic Johnson, for those who were into rap, Eazy-E, and there may be some other people that may be lesser known that were diagnosed with it, and it kind of put HIV/AIDS under the microscope for a lot of us. And, you know, people were wondering, how do you get it? What is it? Where did it come from? You know, all of that. And, you know, then a whole industry seemed to have started up as a result of that. In the pharmaceutical industry, people were, you know, now been taking, you know, for years, certain drug cocktails to, you know, combat it. But before we get into the discussion about HIV and AIDS, again, as I'm always getting new listeners, and I would love for people to understand why they're listening to you, why they should heed your message, you know, what makes him the expert, you know. So yes. If you don't mind, Brother Coy, could you share with our listeners what brought you to holistic health, this whole holistic health field? I'd love for them to hear your powerful, powerful testimony. Would you mind sharing that?
Well, okay, we'll start with the process of when I graduated from law school in 1980, I went home to take a break and just to relax, not knowing what to expect, not expecting what I found when I got there. But when I got there, I found that my mother came to me and said she had just left the doctor's office, and the doctor told her to go to Duke University for further testing because he don't know what she had. And he wanted to do further testing, get another opinion on what was going on with her. So the next morning, my father and I took her up to Duke University in Durham, and we sit there all day while they did some tests. And at the end of the day, they came back and said they were going to keep her because they suspected she had cancer of the breast and the liver and the colon. Mm. And they kept her there for about 3 weeks or a month, something like that. And at the end of that time, she came, they gave her an alternative to chemotherapy, or she would have to leave the hospital because they had just been treating her with whatever they could, trying to figure out what was going on with her and all the little details that goes into that. But what happened was at the end of that time, they gave her the alternative to take the chemotherapy or she had to go home. So she talked it over with me and Dad, and we all agreed that it's probably best that she just pack up a bag and let's go home, and we'll end her days at the house, and we can take care of her and do whatever we needed to do. Mm-hmm. So she took our advice and she went in. We left the hospital and went home. And after that, I felt an obligation to do whatever I could to assist her. And I kept looking around, and I say, my uncle is sick, my aunts are sick, and what's going on with this? So I got involved trying to determine just why do we get sick and what to do about it. And I ran into a company called Nature Sunshine, and they had the information and the products needed to restore the body to health. So we got involved with using the herbs. We got involved with fasting. We got involved with just doing whatever we could find out how to rejuvenate the body. We started doing all those things. And after a while, she started to get better. And around the third or fourth month she was out of the hospital, the herb Patiaco came out, and it was like a miracle drug. They had been testing it in Mexico, and they were saying it was emptying in the cancer wards, and it was a fantastic herb to use for cancer. So we got the Patiaco involved, and after that, it was just history. She began to improve. She went back to the doctor. The doctor told her that whatever she was doing, to keep doing it, and they were just dumbfounded that she was still alive. And she lived 10 years after that, and before she died, she had recovered to the point to where she could get up and deliver a sermon in the pulpit, and was carrying on her life as usual. Mm-hmm. And it was just a miracle to me, and from that, I couldn't do anything else but just try to share with whoever would listen that you didn't have to be sick, and if you are sick, there's some things that you could do, and that's what I've been doing for the last 35 years and been pretty successful at it. So that's how I got to be here, and that's why I do what I do.
You know, that is such a powerful, powerful testimony, you know. But I'd love for the listeners to understand that, you know, as Brother Quay, he mentioned the herb Padiaco and how, you know, once that came out and, you know, it was empty in the wards in Mexico and stuff. But that wasn't all he did with his mother. It's not like he just gave her some Padiaco and that was, I mean, there were some changes that she had to make to her lifestyle in order to regain her, you know, optimal health. I mean, you know, you had to take her off of certain things. You had to make some serious changes. You mentioned fasting before. You mentioned juicing. Let go of all meat and dairy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you do whatever you give the body what it needs. In other words, you stop putting the poison in. You clean out the poison that's in it. And you start putting in good nutritious food, and you'll see a difference in whatever you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so powerful. I can see why you changed career path after seeing the witness and the power of God on that level. I mean, that was the first person that you ever worked with. I mean, that had to blow your mind as much as it blew hers.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything else. I felt that this was my calling, and I've been doing it ever since. Yeah.
Wow. Well, everybody, now you know that that's a very, very powerful, powerful testimony. And Brother Coy's testimony can be your testimony because God is no respecter of persons, okay? And just like we all believe in prayer, we all believe that if we exercise some faith that God will, you know, do for us in many ways. For many people, this show today can be the answer to many, many prayers. I know that there are people out here that are going to hear this show that have been praying for God to heal them. They've been praying, God, when is the cure going to come? This show today has the potential to start the process for you so that you can actually have a testimony. And it can all start, one day you can say, you know what, I was listening, I got this link, and something just told me to tune in, and I heard this guy talking about how he cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver and her colon, and, you know, I thought to myself, I don't have anything to lose. Well, again, this show could be that show. So now that you know why you're listening to Brother Coy, let's delve into this topic. Okay, HIV and AIDS. There are a lot of people out here, Brother Coy, that have been diagnosed with it. Even as I was doing research today, you know, I was running across stats that were mind-boggling. Like, for example, that globally there are approximately 40 million people globally living with HIV. I mean, the stat was like 36.9, but we're going to round it off to say 40. It's closer to 40 million people living with HIV globally. And in just 2014, approximately 1.2 million people died from AIDS-related causes. So these statistics are staggering. So for those who don't know what HIV and AIDS is, we're going to try to give you an education today. Brother Coy, just for starters, let's lay a foundation. What is HIV and AIDS? And, you know, when people hear these terms, many people know that it's a blood disorder or believe that it's a blood disorder. Would they be correct in that?
Yeah, well, it originates in the blood probably because it is mostly a cell disease. It's a deterioration of the cell. But it comes from HIV is a measure of your immune system. And if your immune system is, they got these measures that they go, I think if it's above 1,000, you're okay. If you go below 1,000, they begin to give it a name. And this name they gave this time was AIDS. And they associated it with a lowered immune response.
Mm-hmm.
If you go below a certain level, then they call it AIDS. But
okay.
that's that doesn't make sense. It's a fallacy. It's made up. It's just some way of naming something so they can raise some more money or scare people. But any disease, you can say that about almost any disease that you get is a result of a lower immune base function.
Mm-hmm.
And we have talked about it before. The most important system in the body is your lymphatic system. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't, if you allow that lymphatic system to go to deteriorate to a point to where it can't defend off the diseases that we encounter, then you're in trouble. No matter it can be, you can call it AIDS, you can call it cancer, you can call it whatever you want to call it. It's just a lower immune response, and it's, you don't have to go through the process of taking all this AZT and all that kind of stuff to build the immune system, because those things will actually exacerbate the problem to the point to where you can't, your body can't heal or respond to a treatment, because one of the things that we talk about when we talk about AIDS is that if just because you have HIV doesn't mean you have AIDS. That
okay.
is, they haven't proved that yet. And
mm-hmm.
to prove that, in trying to prove that, they find that if there are certain cofactors that go along with being considered AIDS or having AIDS, you have to have certain cofactors with it. But they did it backwards. They should have dealt with the cofactors first, and then you wouldn't have had the HIV. So
mm-hmm.
they go in trying to treat the HIV with all these toxic drugs, and it drags your immune system down even lower. So in my mind, it's like it's a way of reducing the world population. It's just another method they use to get rid of people. And
mm.
it's all made up. It's just it's a fantasy. So the cofactors is what we ought to be concerned about. And when you're dealing with a problem with HIV, most of the time you're gonna have candida or yeast infection. And the yeast it clogs up your immune, your lymphatic system, basically. It shuts down your lymphatic system so it can't fight back. So when you looking at the cofactors, you have to first deal with the cofactors like stress, drugs, unhealthy sex, all of those kind of things. You have to clean that up before you can even talk about HIV, because if you clean that up, chances are you're going to pull your HIV or your immune level up to a point to where you will no longer have HIV. Your immune system will be strong enough to fight off whatever comes at it, and you won't have to use all the other stuff that they dump in you when they classify you as an AIDS patient. So that's kind of a synopsis of
okay.
how I think the disease is, and we think that if you do what we've been talking about since we've been on doing this program, get rid of the cofactors like yeast, candida, get rid of the stress, get rid of all the other things that you know you shouldn't be doing, you will find that your immune system will respond, and you will pull your immune system up to a level to where you're no longer HIV positive, they say.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, so let's say, for example, you take somebody that, you know, has a lingering, you know, something, let's say a lingering cough or something, you know, something that signals that they need to go get checked out. They go get checked out. The doctor diagnoses them and says, okay, they run whatever this test is that you mentioned, and now they say, okay, your immune system is at a level, is at a low enough level now that we can diagnose this as HIV. Now they start to give this person, whether it's AZT or some other drug cocktail, which is going to further compromise the immune system and the lymphatic system. And so
mm-hmm.
now, if that's the case, then that immune system is going to even further deteriorate, and that number that they use to diagnose the person with HIV now is going mm-hmm. to even lower. And now
that's
they're
right.
going to say, is that when they say that this person now has full-blown AIDS once it reaches another numerical threshold that they have?
Below 500.
Okay,
below 500,
and that's when
they
say
consider,
okay, full-blown.
That's when they, right, and it makes no sense if you think about it. because they haven't considered anything other than your T-cell count.
Okay.
And there are many ways to advance your T-cell count just by doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that here. I mean, there's several people that I've assisted through the process of building their immune system to the point to where they're no longer HIV positive.
Wow. that is amazing. Now, that is truly amazing, because there are so many people out here that, in the absence of them knowing that there is an alternative, they stay in that same line that I always talk about that's headed toward the cliff, and because they don't know that, you know, there's another way, then they stay in that line hoping for something different. And we're here today to tell you that if you are suffering with HIV, now I don't even want to call it that anymore. Now I don't even want to give it a, you know, I know you got to label it something, but you know,
yeah,
now
you got to put a label on it. Yeah, doesn't matter what you call it; it all comes from the same thing: compromised immune system, from because your lymphatic system is not able to do what it's supposed to do. That's AIDS. That's what they call AIDS.
But now, let's say now because they've stated that this is a sexually transmittable disease. So now, if somebody, let's say, is intimate with somebody that has been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, it's been said to us that the person that has it can actually give it to the person that does not have it. So then, is that real? I mean, because... I mean, something is triggered here, or something, they're saying something is contacted or contracted or passed from the person that they've said has it to the person that doesn't. And now the person that never had it before is now experiencing some of the same symptoms that the person that had it has.
Well, from my research, I've never heard them say that AIDS was contagious, is contagious or was contagious or whatever you want to call it. It's a matter of, like I know several couples that one might be considered positive and the other one not, but they still do whatever couples do, and they have no problem with it. So I think the myth that you can spread it is and now if you and your partner engage in the same kind of activity, you're going to get the same kind of disease. But if one is not, or the person that's been declared HIV positive is doing what we're talking about, cleaning up their body, doing the right thing, building their immune system, they'll find that the other partner will not get it, or they won't spread it to anyone else. It's just that kind of that's what I find. And the work that I've done with people that have the disease, it's not transmittable. If both people are conscious of it and they're doing the right thing, it will not. You cannot give it to your partner. But again, if you and your partner is not changing, or if you got a partner that's a drug user and he's not HIV positive, now that could be a problem, because he's gonna. Whatever he has is going to weaken you if he disseminates sperm in you, or you do swap saliva or that kind of stuff. It can pass that way, but it's not because it's contagious. It's because you're not doing what it takes to keep your immune system at a point to where you can fight it off.
Now, in the last few years, I think it was probably about maybe about 5 years ago, I was reading a study, and they were sharing that in this study, they found that AIDS or HIV, new HIV cases were sprouting up amongst heterosexual women, you know, and they were using that to state that men were, you know, these husbands were like on the down low, you know, and going out and, you know, having, you know, I guess liaisons with, you know, other men and not sharing with their wives that they were, or their mates that they were, you know, bisexual, and as a result of that, we're coming back and bringing back this HIV virus to their mates, and as a result of that, this was supposedly, I'm not going to say an epidemic, but it was like serious attention was being brought to it, because they were saying that so many women heterosexual women were coming down with this. I don't know. Did you remember ever hearing that or reading that?
Yeah, that was a conversation at one time. But again, it was just made up. It just made it up. Remember, these diseases, when these diseases come, it's designed to separate the man from the woman, or to eliminate people from the face of the earth. All of these things are designed for a purpose. And with that purpose, they have to have a reason, or they have to give a reason why things are going to happen. And oftentimes they just make it up. If you look at it and look at the people that has been diagnosed or been considered HIV positive, you'll find that the cofactors are really the problem. You remember maybe along 20 to 30 years ago, yeast or candida was a real big thing, and everybody was talking about, I got candida, I got yeast, what do I do? But we have come to a point now to where we can manage the yeast. If you really want to, you can really manage the yeast and the candida, candidiasis, or whatever you call it. You wanna manage that to a point to where your immune system is not compromised. And if you do that, keep your yeast down. And really, it comes from, you know, just eating a lot of sugar, or eating a lot of wheat, or eating a lot of stuff that we know we shouldn't eat. If you cut back on that stuff, clean yourself out, you'll find that you'll be able to defend yourself against any disease, no matter what you call it. AIDS, cancer, lupus. You just got to do the right thing. But a lot of things that we heard about AIDS, that's why you don't hear about it anymore, because you can't substantiate it. They haven't proved it. There's no proof to say that is the case, that you can pass it to someone else, that it's a disease that can't be cured. None of that's true.
Wow. You know, that's so interesting, because I just read today about a man who killed his girlfriend because she told him that she had HIV, he assuming that because he had slept with her that she had passed it to him, he killed her and used it and stated, you know, well, she killed me, so I killed her. I mean, that was his reasoning, that he felt that she had killed him by giving him the virus, and therefore he was justified, and that was his reasoning for killing her. But the reality, what you're saying is, if he wasn't living any other lifestyle, if he was just, you know, she didn't give him anything. I mean, if Baker was just saying that.
If he had not gone and got his T cell check and his immune system level checked, there's no reason for him to be concerned about it.
Everybody,
that's
my special guest,
diseases do.
My special guest is King Dunstan. I know you're enjoying this conversation. I see you on the line there. If you're listening by phone, just press 1 and I can bring you on if you have a question or like to make a comment. If you're listening online, the call-in number is 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. Again, you're listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. I thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune in. So now, Brother Coy, with this conversation having progressed to where we are now within the conversation, I can hear somebody who might have been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS and been given the medications and are currently taking the medications that the doctors have prescribed, saying, so what do I do now? Do I just stop taking the medications? I mean, what do I do? I mean, does that mean I can just, you know, now I want to do a disclaimer here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever God leads you to do. I'm just asking, okay?
I'm just asking
questions. Okay, so somebody might say, well, what do I do? You know, do I throw my stuff away? What do I do?
Well, once they get you on those drugs, they're hard to just stop because they get you addicted to them. So you just can't stop them. But you can begin to do the things that you know to do to reduce the need to take those drugs. And if you have a problem with candida or yeast, and that if you have that problem, you should know that. That is where you should probably start with. You have to eliminate pretty much all the food that you eat and start eating a very strict diet. And it should reduce your dependency on the medication to the point to where you can your immune system can kick back in and start to doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process of going through it, but there are some other supplements you need to take to aid the body in restoring the ability to bring up the immune system. And you have to, again, like we say, reduce your stress and get out of the environmental pollution that generally are the cofactors that's associated with HIV.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could talk about pneumonia for a moment, because one of the things that they say people who have passed away from,
mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say HIV and AIDS anymore, we'll just say passed mm-hmm. away from complications related to it. They use the word pneumonia. They always say, mm-hmm. I've heard it many times, oh, so-and-so passed away, they died of pneumonia. Is pneumonia something that normally comes along with the depleted immune system that's being caused by the drugs that are being prescribed to the patients?
Most likely that's the case. If you kill your immune system, it's going to create mucus, and that mucus is going to flood your lungs and your whole body, and that's going to lead to a breakdown in your ability to do anything in terms of healing your body. So, yes, you're going to have to, when you keep dumping the toxic drugs or prescription medication on top of your weakened immune system, is going to create a breakdown in your lungs that's going to create the buildup of mucus, which could be the cause of death. But most of the time, if even a cancer patient or most anyone with a debilitating disease, they will deteriorate to a point of a pneumonia, that mucus buildup. And when that starts happening, you're on your way out of here. You need to make a switch real quick, because what you're doing is not working, and it's going to continue to build up more mucus if you continue to do what you're going to do, and you're going to drown in your own mucus. That's what's happening. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, everybody, I want to go back. I want to backtrack for a second here, because, and just look at something, because it's been stated that, of course, he's really got my whole brain shifted now from even to come from a whole new perspective, even when I ask my questions now. But let's say, for example, you take somebody who was an intravenous drug user. You know, you might take somebody, they were on heroin or something, and they shared needles with someone
else. That's a cofactor.
That's one of the
cofactors.
Okay, that's a cofactor. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, if... let's say the individual, as a result of their drug use, their immune system is depleted now, and they run these markers, and they find that, okay, this person's immune system is below that magic number that they use. Now, it's just a result of the depleted immune system and the heroin or whatever dope they may have been taking caused their immune system to be depleted, and not that they necessarily have this, quote, disease, end quote, called HIV, but they're being told that because they hit this magic number that that's what it is, when in fact it's just the depletion of the immune system due to the lifestyle that they've been leading. Not eating right, doing drugs, getting high, whatever.
You got it.
All of that.
You got it. And that's why we got this 1.6 million people across the world that's dying of a disease that doesn't exist yet.
Everybody, are you as numb and stunned as I am? I see you on board. If you have a question, just press 1 and I can bring you on board. Wow. And so that goes to, so even for people who are gay that may have, it's been stated that, okay, if you have unsafe sex, you have multiple sex partners, and, you know, you're not clean, in your behavior, let's say. Mm-hmm. Then as a result of this these unsafe sexual practices or whatever, mm-hmm. or your lifestyle, it might not even be, so you're saying it might not necessarily be the sex, but it could be everything else surrounding that that would cause your immune system to deplete. So this is an immune system thing that might just not have anything, I'm just trying to be clear here, to do with mm-hmm. actual sex act itself. So, so a person using a condom is not going to affect whatever. I mean, it's not. So you're saying it's not going to affect anything?
Correct. The idea with the sexual involvement is that usually if you engage in outside, not other than normal sex with a man and a woman, chances are you're going to see that condition of engaging in that is also associated with everything else. You got alcohol, you got drugs, you got stress, you got what other people think. All of these things are going on in your mind. When if you just got rid of all of the other stuff, you would probably be okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting. This is a very, very interesting show. I had no idea that I was going to get the education that I'm getting today. And so for everybody that's listening, you really want to consider what is being shared this day. That, again, it's not about the intravenous drug use. Now, I'm not saying that you should use drugs. I'm saying, you know, by all means, that's part of the problem. That's part of what is causing your immune system to be depleted in the first place. But
correct.
And that's not to say that you should share a dirty needle. You know, don't listen to this show and then go out and say, well, I heard that the needles don't even matter, so I'm going to just use a dirty needle. So all of these you got needle recalls and, I mean, all these needle collections and also all of this is one great big sham. I mean, all of it?
Just like the cancer thing. It's just a way for somebody to make money. Particularly the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession.
My. Listen, I just want to say that the views expressed by the guests are not necessarily those. I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe any medication. I can't tell you what. Okay, so you do.
Okay, the
God
program is for educational purposes only. How about that?
Very much. I appreciate that. My special guest is King Coy Dunstan, an operator of Nature in Washington, D.C. And this will be a good time to give you information too, Coy, because I know that there are people that are listening to you and they might not want to, you know, discuss what they, you know, what the doctors have shared with them on the air. Just give you your telephone number and hours of operation and, you know, ways people can contact you.
My telephone is 202-562-0041. That's 562-0041, 202. I'm in Washington, D.C., 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. The establishment is called Secrets of Nature, and we operate from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. And sometimes I'll take a day off, but if you call or if you want to come by, if I'm not there, don't sweat. I'll be back in a minute. But the address is 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. The telephone number is 202-562-0041. Just leave a message if you can't get if I'm not there at the moment. Just leave a message and I'll follow up with you as soon as I get the message.
So, Brother Coy, what about treatment then? I guess because we know that the Western medical establishment, the, you know, people that are subscribed to allopathic medicine are prescribing allopathic, very toxic medicine to patients who have been diagnosed, I put that in quotes, with HIV/AIDS. So now, as an alternative, if someone would say, okay, well, I want to go the holistic route, then what you're basically doing it sounds like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if someone were to come to you, you would just be using then the herbs and different things to help detox them from the allopathic medicine that they've been taking, not necessarily treat them for any AIDS or HIV. You would just be using the things to actually detoxify the body from what they've been given as treatment. Is that correct?
Basically, and to correct any condition they may have, like yeast or candida. I talk to them about their stress level and what they're doing about that, and determine whether or not where they live or how they live is contributing to the depletion of the immune defense system. Mm-hmm. But that would deal mostly with the cofactors as opposed to trying to give them a lot of toxic cocktail, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your thoughts on biopsies? Because, again, we know that a lot of times when a doctor diagnoses somebody with a particular thing, they want to, you know, cut on you and, you know, take, you know, pieces of you and, you know, stick it under a microscope or whatever. What are your thoughts on biopsies? Because I've heard that oftentimes when a person does get a biopsy, they actually open themselves up to the spread of whatever it is that they're supposed to be looking at.
Well, yeah, that is some truth to that, because once the air hit cancer or any kind of immune deficiency, once you let air in there, it's going to feed it and it's going to spread. So I'm not a big advocate of biopsies. I would prefer that if there's some other way that they can determine, you can determine, or the person can determine what's wrong with them, that they try the alternative route first. And if that's not working, then you're in a much better shape to deal with a biopsy. But biopsies can be just as harmful as they are helpful in terms of developing or determining what's wrong with you. But we know something is wrong with us, so we don't need a biopsy. We just need to start doing what we know we need to do to get the body to respond, get your immune system to do what it's supposed to do to defend against whatever you're dealing with. And AIDS is a part of that just as well as anything else. I don't know if there's a biopsy that you can do to determine whether or not you have AIDS. They already know that you have a compromised immune system. So why do they need to cut on you? Other than a tumor, if you got a tumor or something, you know that it comes from a compromised immune system. So you need to do what's recommended alternatively to reduce the buildup of tumors in the system, and to clear and purify the blood, take the herbs to clear and purify the blood, and do all the start eating right, and you'll find that the biopsy really served no purpose.
Mm. You know, Brother Coy, I was reading a stat that I think was that even becomes more interesting now to me after having this discussion with you, and the stat was that in the United States, 12.8% of the population that has HIV / AIDS don't even know they have it. Now, that becomes very, very interesting when you look at it in light of what you shared. That so they're saying that 12.8% of the population don't know that they have a disease that doesn't exist.
Correct. Because they have never been diagnosed or checked, but the consideration there is that once you I would say most of us at some point have a compromised immune system. That's how we get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how strong you are, your constitution, how strong your constitution is in terms of being able to defend against it that matters, or whether or not your body succumbed to the disease or you're able to fight it off. So if you do the things that you know to keep your immune system up, you don't have to worry about that. Diagnosed with HIV or anything like that. But at some point, it goes back and forth. That's why they can't really definitively say that HIV causes AIDS. Because some people have HIV, but they don't have AIDS. So how do you explain that?
Huh. Well, let me ask you this. Are you saying then that neither of these two quote, diseases, end quote, are in your study. I mean, in your study and you're working with people that have been, quote, diagnosed, end quote, with it, that neither exist, or that one exists, that AIDS exists, but HIV doesn't? Or
no,
are you
HIV,
neither one?
No, HIV might exist, but AIDS is just a name they came up with, acquired immune deficiency. That's just what they named it. But HIV exists. It's just whether or not you have an immune system that can defend against the, keep it from dropping below a certain level, so you have no defense, you have no body defenses. So you, the first thing you want to do is make sure you build up your immune system. That's what you want to do. Let your immune system do the work, and you won't have a problem with HIV or AIDS.
So it sounds to me that, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong, that HIV is a state, not a disease. It's a state of your body. It's a state. Your body has reached a state of immune deficiency, and now because this, it's reached this state, now they've called it, they've labeled it, okay, you've got HIV. It's a state. I mean, not so much a disease. Is that correct?
Well, I would probably reverse that. I would say you have a HIV, which is the, your T cell count, it drops below a certain level, and then they call that AIDS, but it's not a disease, so to speak. It's just a condition of the body, acquired immune deficiency. But there's no such thing as acquired immune deficiency, because your body can repeal and rejuvenate itself to the point to where you can get that HIV up to a point to where you're no longer susceptible to what they call AIDS.
Well, Brother Quay, I know that there are people out there that, again, I've advertised this show in different, you know, different groups. You know, one of the groups that I advertised the show in was they have a predominantly African makeup or composition in the group. I mean, people in South Africa, a lot of people in South Africa have this, I don't even, like I said, I don't know what to call it now. You took away my label. You know, this thing, you know, in different places, Ghana and Nigeria and Cameroon and Togo and different places, all across Uganda and Rwanda and all of these places, and they may be tuning into this show. Now, when they hear this information and they say, well, you know, I want to contact this brother. Now, can you be a benefit to them wherever they are? I mean, whatever, you know, things that you would prescribe to people here, you can ship to wherever. I mean, you know, if somebody's in Cameroon, for say example, and they wanted to say, listen, I've heard about that party alcohol, I'd like some, can that help me? You can get it to them, correct?
Yes, sir, I can do that. And when you get into countries like Africa, you may find that the cofactors might vary a little bit. It may be just a malnourishment problem. They're not getting the proper foods. Either they're not growing it, or their diet is like, say, like our diets used to be 30, 40 years ago. We just eat the same thing all the time, and we don't try to vary the diet to the point to where we make sure that our body is getting what we need to build up the immune system. But that's probably going to be a more consideration in a place like Ghana or West Africa, or wherever you are in Africa. It's going to probably be more of a nutritional deficiency that you're dealing with. And I think now there's an herb out, and I think it's pretty widely distributed in Africa now. They are learning about it, if they're not, called moringa, and that's like a complete food, and you can take that, and that'll build you up to a point to where you may not need to be concerned about being AIDS or anything of that nature, immune-based deficiency. So you want to first deal with getting them to eat, getting them the food that they need so that they can have a healthy body, so that they don't have to worry about their immune system sinking to a place to where it's compromised.
You know, one thing that it seems like they would have to do in making this diagnosis about whether or not a person has this, you know, HIV, is to inquire about their sexual practices, because you could take some people that live in the same area, you know, all other things being equal. They could live, let's say, in Africa, live in the same village. Everybody's malnutrition in this village, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the only difference between one person and one little girl and the next little girl, or one little girl and the next little boy, is that the boy has had sex and the girl hasn't, okay? Mm-hmm. But now, if they were to look at both of their immune systems, the immune systems, because of the eating practices, or, you know, the, mm-hmm. because of the nutritional value or not of the food,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
both their immune systems could both be compromised. But because the boy, let's say, is not a virgin, okay, let's say the boy might have had sex, they may say to him, well, you've got HIV. But they had to ask that up front, you know, have you had sex? Have you, I'm sure they would have to ask a certain amount of questions, because otherwise you could have a situation where if, you know, you take some boy who's a virgin and he's not gay and he's not an intravenous drug user, you know what I mean, and he, you know, and but his immune system is low to a point where they would label it as HIV, but if you take away the other things that would contribute to that, and he says, no, I've never had sex, no, I'm don't use drugs, then what do they say? So they would have to first determine, are you a candidate for this label based upon your lifestyle? So if your lifestyle is such, okay, yes, let's say you take some 18-year-old boy or whatever, and he says, yes, I've had sex, okay, then all of the other contributing factors, the bad nutrition and all of that, now they can say, okay, you've got HIV. You know what I mean? You know, whereas if he were to say, let's say, he filled out a questionnaire and said, no, never had sex, never did drugs, never did, they'd have to come up with another label.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
And then, and they do. It happens that way. Those are actual cases. And the turning point would be whether or not his immune system is at a point to where it cannot function. Now, if you are not engaged in sexual activity, you eat pretty well, and you still have a compromised immune system, that's the question. Is that possible? And I would say that it's not. So it's something else going on there that maybe we don't know about. But if you're doing the right thing and you got a pretty good diet and you're able to keep the body up to a point to where your immune system can function and not fill it up with a lot of junk, that's the main thing. I think it all comes from what we're eating. And if we stop what we're eating and start eating the right thing, I think we would probably get rid of about 90% of the cases of any kind of immune-based deficiency.
I want to make it clear to everybody listening again that, you know, this information is, it might go against what you've been taught. We're not suggesting now that you go find the nearest orgy, you know.
Right.
And then, you know.
No, you can actually, if you're going to engage in abhorrent behavior, that you're going to get the result of that. But if you are trying to do the right thing, you should be able to come out of this okay. Yeah.
Wow. So juicing, fasting, you know, all of that. Now, what about somebody who's in a village, okay? Let's say they're listening and they're in a village in Africa or somewhere, and they just don't have access to the things that we have over here, you know, certain amount of clean water, or
right.
That just puts them at a very at a detriment. You know, so what would you suggest to somebody? Well, you know, I guess if they got a computer, if they're listening and if they're listening online, if they got a computer, they probably got access to some clean water too. You know, for those who find themselves in an area where they just don't, you know, have the luxury of some of the things that we take for granted over here, what would be your advice to them?
Well, I would say that's a big problem right here too. Good clean water and good food is a problem right here. But first of all, I would say that you got to do something about that. Those are cofactors. If you don't have clean water, there's not much you can do to correct the condition that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people may have a problem with getting water that's clean enough to provide the body what it needs, but you'd have to do something about that. You'd have to figure out how you're going to get some water over there. I know Coke and Pepsi is going over there now, and I'm afraid that people are going to start drinking Cokes and Pepsi because they don't have clean water to drink. But that's kind of the dilemma you're in, and you have to remember that there's certain things that do certain things, and you have to have those things. If you don't have clean water and good food, you got a problem. That's a real big cofactor, and that can lead to all kind of problems, and immune deficiency is one of them.
Everybody, this has been a very, very educational show. You know, and that makes sense what you said earlier, Brother Coy, concerning that might be why I haven't heard anything about it, you know, in the last few years. And I just haven't heard the attention that was given to it initially when it first came into our sphere of awareness. You know, it was on everybody's lips. I mean, you know, people, there was almost a panic, you know, people were afraid, really afraid. And, you know, now it's, you know, kind of died down, but even with it dying down, there are still millions of people that every day, you know, go back and forth to the doctors. I mean, their life is filled with doctor's visits and, you know, hospital stays. And, you know, from what I'm hearing today, all of that is totally unnecessary. So let me ask you this, since we say that, okay, AIDS doesn't exist, but HIV does, how long would it take a compromised immune system? And I know that it would probably depend varying states of a person's health, but
condition.
Yeah. So approximately, though, just if there was a generic number, you know, approximately how long to rebuild a compromised immune system, because I want to give people out there hope that if you've been diagnosed with HIV, you can get rid of that. And if you've been diagnosed with AIDS, there ain't nothing to get rid of. You can just, you know, you can just rebuild your immune system. But how long before they can really start seeing results and start going back to the doctor and amazing the doctors the way your mother amazed the doctors when she started going back after building herself back up?
Well, I would say it depends on what condition you're in, how long you've been doing this, but it will probably take you longer to get the effects of the medications you've been taking out of your system than it will to rebuild your immune system. Given a person that if they say they've just been diagnosed and they do these things, they could probably be okay in a couple of weeks. If you've been on these drugs for 6 months or a year, it may take you a little longer. You're going to have to add maybe a month for each year you've been on the condition, been on the medication. So I would say at from 2 to 6 to 8 weeks, you can probably overcome it if you're serious about overcoming it. Yes.
Wow. And you know what's interesting, too, is that, you know, you mentioned there are people that have been taking allopathic medicine for, quote, HIV/AIDS for years. And in the process, their kidney might be gone now. So they might have wore out their pancreas or whatever now.
Yeah.
And you saying they have, huh?
They have.
And so now to now say, okay, to find out that, okay, I didn't have to go this route. Well, the bottom line is this. Thank God. If you're one of those people and you're listening to this show and you found out today that I didn't have to lose my kidney or I didn't have to, now I'm sitting up here in a state now, my body's all jacked up because of something and I didn't even have to go down this route. Well, let's thank God that you got the information when you got it. Okay? Like I stated at the top of the hour, this show could be the answer to a prayer. Thank God that you heard information, because there are so many people that have not heard it. And I want to challenge everybody that has heard this information, that has heard this show. Like I say, if you're listening, if you got this information by Facebook, there are three buttons. There's a like button, a comment button, and there's a share button. Please use the share button. Share this show with somebody that you know. Because you don't know, that somebody that you know might know somebody who can benefit from this information before it's too late, before, you know, this toxic medication does destroy their kidney or their liver, you know, or their heart or whatever. You know, you can save a life just by clicking share, you know. So if you would do that, again, for somebody, it could be for somebody, and you never know who got it. You know, we don't always have to know who got it. Just share it. You know, we got tons of friends on Facebook or whatever. You don't know who's going to hear this information and whose life that it's going to share or save, yeah, shall I say. So, Brother Coy, brother, I'm numb at the information that you shared today. And, you know, I know that you know what you're talking about. I mean, I know that being over there in that particular part of the city that there have been probably many people. You've probably seen HIV/AIDS on many occasions, correct?
Correct.
You know,
the problem
is that
once they go to the doctor, it's hard to convince them that there's another way or a better way. And they keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, and a lot of them just expire.
Wow. And you know what's interesting about that is that, and not just with HIV and AIDS, but with any condition, that if you're going to go the holistic route, you got to go the holistic route. You can't dibble dabble back and forth, because if you don't get the result that you want, the first thing people do is blame it on the herbs and stuff. Oh, I tried that, it didn't work. You know, but you got to be sold out for this thing. And when I say sold out, I mean totally committed to process. You can't, you know, juice for a week and then go back to eating meat, and then if the condition doesn't change, say I tried that stuff and it didn't work. Correct, Corey?
Yeah, that's correct. You gotta commit to it, and then you gotta find people that can support you in your decision, and we'll find that you can overcome most any disease that you have.
Everybody, I want to thank you so much. My special guest is King Coy Dunston, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. For those who are listening who have been diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, you've prayed. Once the doctor told you that this is what the diagnosis was, your heart sunk to the floor, and you could have died on the spot. Once he told you or she told you that this was the diagnosis. You know, some people get this diagnosis and kill themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Now that you know that there's another, and not just another, a better road, as Coy says, better road. Now that you know that there's a better road, you can start doing some more research, okay? Do some research. You don't have to, like Coy always says, you don't have to take the doctor's word for it. Question your doctor, okay? Yes. Ask your doctor, how do you know this? Ask your doctor intelligent questions. Go to God and pray. But know this, that if there's not a cure for everything on the planet right now, I'm not talking about the doctors and the scientists going back to the lab and they're still searching, trying to find a cure. If there's not a cure right now, then that means that right now God is not all-knowing. Okay, I'll say that again. If there is not a cure for everything under the sun right now, if you believe in God, that means that your God, the God that you believe in, is not all-knowing, because he has not come up with an answer to every disease known to man. Well, we all who believe in God refuse to accept that, right? We know that our God is all-knowing, so therefore there must be a cure for everything under the sun. So when the doctor tells you, you know, I wouldn't try that stuff don't work or whatever, look at the doctor's track record, okay? Where are the last 25 people that he's given AZT to? Where are they?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And if they would align your track record, Coy, up with the doctor's, it would be, you would come out shining, my brother.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
You know?
No doubt. That's great.
So everybody, I want to say thank you so much. Again, this could be the answer to a prayer, to many, many prayers. You've got children that need you, parents who have been suffering with and diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, and your children, they say, were born with it, okay? Your children are looking to you for answers. They're looking to you, Mama, find the cure, find, do something, help relieve me of this. Well, now, your ears didn't come across this information for nothing. There's no reason that you would hear this information other than God answering your prayer. And so, Brother Coy, I'd like, if you would, if you have any final words for the listeners today, and thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it, as always.
Yes, sir. Well, I would say that in terms of AIDS, remember, it started out with a green monkey. It come from a green monkey, and then it went to having men having sex with men, and then it went to all kind of stuff they done said about it. But none of it they can prove, and none of it is true. And if you just do what we've been talking about doing on this show for the last year or so, you'll find that you'll get a much better result as opposed to going the route of the AZT or the cocktail drugs and all of that. That's not gonna get it.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, and I want to invite everybody to go back and check out the archives. We've got shows on just about every condition that you can think of. We've done shows on obesity. We've done shows on child obesity. We've done shows on heart trouble. We've done shows on arthritis, diabetes, lupus, cancer, you name it, they're in the archives. All you got to do is just scroll down the archives, and you will find a show that fits whatever it is that you're dealing with or somebody that you know is dealing with. By the way, before I go, I want to announce that a week from today, I want everybody to write this down, put it on your calendar. My special guest is going to be Queen Afua. We're doing a show. It's called Fire. The show is called Fire and Desire. We're going to be talking about relationships, okay? So we're going to be talking about fire and desire. So make sure you tuned in for that. That's going to be next Friday, a week from today, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word. Brother Coy, as always, my brother, wow. That's all I can say about this one. I mean, every time we do a show, I'm amazed. But this one is just something about this one, brother. I mean, you just ripped off labels and everything. And I'm thankful to have somebody like you on our team because you bring it every time. And I'm just grateful, and I pray that God continues to open doors for you so that you can continue to get the message out. You have definitely been a good and faithful servant. When you found out that this is what God wanted you to do, brother, you've been doing it, and you've been doing it successfully. I encourage everybody, give this man a call. If you've got questions, the number at his shop is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. If you're in Africa, if you're out of the country and you're hearing this, you can still give Brother Coy a call because, you know, he can ship to wherever it is that you are. And Brother Coy, again, may God continue to bless you, sir. Thank you so much. All of the listeners, thank you so much for your time. I certainly appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you, Brother Coy.
I appreciate you, and you keep doing what you're doing. Because the word got to get out. Yeah.
I shall do that, my brother. Thank you so much. Everybody, that was and is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Woo! We sure got an education today. We sure got an education today. I want to encourage people, don't be afraid to believe. Don't be afraid to believe what you just heard today, okay? I know that you believe in God. Pray about it. You know, God, I heard this show. Could it really be what that man was saying was true? Could that actually be the answer that I've been praying for and looking for? Yes, it could be. You know, sometimes, though, when we are praying for something, if the answer doesn't come the way that we want it to come, we'll look at the answer right in the face and say,
yeah,
that's not it.
Yeah.
You know, well, I believe that this was the answer that you all have been praying for. So now's the time to thank God. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, call this brother, 202-562-0041. My name is Juwanza, and you've been listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. And I thank you so much for your time. Take care, everybody. Good night. Peace.
Okay.
Yeah.